Proclamation number 5175, dated the July 21st, 1951. Satan's work. Heartfelt prayer for protection. Even you, who are awakened by my spirit, are not always able to recognize how Satan affects you because, particularly with you, he often uses means that intend to deceive you and tempts you such that you do not realize it as his work. He wants to cause your downfall, he wants to alienate you from me, he wants to confuse your thoughts so that you start to doubt me and my love, he wants to portray my word as ungodly, he wants you to tear yourselves apart with self-reproaches in order to influence you even more successfully. He wants you to abandon me and follow him. And since he knows that you are voluntarily devoted to me, he tries to deceive you by portraying my will as being wrong. He tries to incite you into implementing actions in the belief that you are serving me, although they are not my will. Therefore beware and call on me in prayer. Turn to me with all your heart. You should know that I listen to every plea you send to me. But do not overestimate your own strength. That is, do nothing without praying to me for my blessing. Then you will recognize perfectly well when the adversary is making a demand on you which opposes my will. He counts on your imperfection, on your blindness, into which he has plunged you himself. Prove to him that you have recognized him and that he has lost all power over you due to your conscious desire for me, and anxiously guard against unkindness. For this is a trap he frequently sets for you and which you can easily fall into if you do not carefully watch your encounters. Then you are put to the test of practicing love and stopped from doing so by the adversary who wants to win you over. The least amount of heartlessness is his advantage which he will use to tempt you. If you become heartless, you distance yourselves from me, although you will never be able to separate yourselves from me since you are permanently linked to me, and I will not let anyone, who once has decided to belong to me, fall into his hands. But he works with much cunning and force. He spreads doubts into your hearts, and thereby you shall recognize his working and also experience my help from me, by merely expressing a sincere plea in your heart which I will surely answer. He will indeed have much power before the end, yet my power is greater and he dares to question it. Therefore you need not fear him but be careful and scrutinize everything that approaches you. His power is truly slight as soon as you call on me for protection and help, for I will step by your side and he will take flight. Because he flees from every light which defeats him, as he does not want to lose. Hence, turn to me at any time with heartfelt prayer for protection and he will not be able to harm you in the slightest, then you will be his master and you will achieve the goal you aspire to on earth. Amen.